that wasn't true, I'm sure. At some point, he was bound to have said something to give it away. No, I think he really had genuinely lost his memory and couldn't remember anything.
He could have had a wife and children waiting for him somewhere, wondering what had happened. Do you know if he was married?
Well, he can't have been, because if he'd been married, his wife would have reported him missing.
Do you know what happened to him afterwards?
Well, apparently he's been able to find his parents, and now he's back in England living with them.
That's amazing. Did you ever work out how he had lost his memory?
Well, when he arrived at the hospital, he had a head injury and no personal effects. No wallet or phone or anything. Right. We assumed that he had probably been attacked and robbed, and he must have hit his head, resulting in the loss of memory.
It can't be easy for his parents, living with someone who doesn't remember their past. They must be having a difficult time adjusting to it all.
Well, in my experience of these cases, pieces of memory do gradually come back. He may remember some things already, and over a few years he'll probably be able to remember quite a lot. He could make a total recovery one day.
Recording 13A.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Deborah. Listen, have you had much experience dealing with amnesia?
Actually, yes, I have. It was a patient I had last year when I was working in a hospital in Canada.
Can you remember much about it?
Well, a man was brought to us with some facial and head injuries, and he couldn't remember who he was, where he lived, or how he came to be in Canada.
Oh, were there any clues at all?
Well, he spoke with a strong British accent, so the police realized he couldn't be Canadian. They took him to a language expert who said that he could have come from Yorkshire in England.
Oh.
The police also managed to find out that he could speak French and Italian, but he couldn't remember his name, address, age, or anything. Can you imagine what it must be like to have your whole life lost like that?
Yes, it must be awful. But do you think he was genuine? He might have been trying to run away from his past or something. People can do funny things when they've experienced something terrible.
Well, if he was, it certainly wasn't the best way to go about it, because his picture was in all the papers and on the news.
Mm.
He wouldn't have been able to fool everybody for so long